Damn, that's a huge rock.
Olga's skinny fingers snatch the ring and hold it up against the light, as if she's trying to make sure it's real.
Very nice,
she says, and hands it back to me.
What did it cost?
It was a gift. I couldn't ask that.
Why not?
You just can't. There's silence for a moment.
So tell us, Manor says. Who's the prince?
I can't.
Oh, come on, Manor giggles. You're engaged now. How secret can it be?
A thick black braid hangs over her shoulder. Around her eyes, she's painted a dark ring of eyeliner.
It's complicated, I begin.
My aunt married her cousin. They didn't tell nobody for 10 years, Olga offers helpfully. They have 2 children. That is complicated, for real.
I promise it's not someone I'm related to. There's no incest going on. It's just complicated.
Like on Facebook, it's complicated?
Olga laughs slyly. Maybe. Silence falls in the tiny kitchenette, and the refrigerator turns on with a sigh. I can understand my colleague's curiosity. I would have reacted the same way. But this is different. This is an exceptional situation. It would be wrong and irresponsible of me to tell anyone, especially Olga and Manor. It could cause trouble for Jesper, and ultimately myself. Besides, I promised. Olga sweeps the crumbs on the table into a pile, draws patterns in it with her long white acrylic nails.
I don't understand why all the secrecy, she whines. It would be one thing if he was married, but obviously he's not, because you're engaged to him.
Manor raises a hand.
She doesn't want to tell. Just respect that.
I mime a thanks to Manor, who smiles back and moves her braid onto her back. Olga squeezes her thin lips and rolls her eyes.
Whatever.
Silence again. Manor clears her throat.
How was your mother's funeral, Emma? Did it go well?
Manor, always so kind and considerate. A soft voice and a slow, tentative way of speaking. Words like small, soft caresses. I push the ring into place. Breathe. It went well. Not a lot of people. Just the closest. In fact, there were only 5 people in the small chapel. A few lonely wreaths lay on the simple wooden casket. The organist played some hymns, even though I knew my mother hated everything about hymns and prayers. In death, as in life, you have to bow to tradition. That's what I think.
How are you feeling now? Are you okay?
Manor looks worried.
I'm okay.
Fact is, I don't really know what I feel. But whatever it is, it's too hard to explain. The situation is surreal. I can't get it through my head that my mother is dead. That it really was her large, fat body wedged into that coffin. That someone had dressed her, combed her wiry bottle blonde hair, and laid her in there. That the lid had been closed and nailed shut, or whatever it is they do. What should I be feeling? Despair? Sadness? Relief? My relationship with my mother was complicated, to say the least, and in the last few years, since she'd started drinking full-time, as one of my aunts put it, we hadn't seen each other much. And now this thing with Jesper. Amid all this misery, he gives me the ring, says he wants to share his life with me. I look down at the diamond sparkling on my finger, think that no matter what happens, no one can take this away from me. I'm worth it. I've earned it. The door flies open with a bang.
How many times do I have to tell you? You can't leave me alone in the store. You're sitting around smoking while...
Nobody's smoking,
Olga interrupts sharply, and runs her hand through her long, thin hair. Her comment surprises me. Arguing with Bjorne doesn't usually turn out well. He stiffens, stretches his long, thin body, and stuffs his hands deep into the pockets of his jeans, which are just perfectly distressed and hang perfectly low on his butt. He shifts his weight back and forth on his cowboy boots, stares at Olga, and raises his chin, making his underbite even more pronounced than usual. He looks like a fish, I think, an evil fish that lurks in murky water, waiting for its prey. His dark, matted hair hangs low on his neck as he jerks his head back.
Did I ask for your opinion, Olga?
No, but...
Well then, I suggest you shut your mouth and help me tag jeans instead of sitting here admiring your new Russian nails.
He turns around and slams the door behind him.